That's Bryan Adams right there. What a show he had the other day. And, you know, when you talk about putting your words into songs and how you played guitar and then you become famous because of the trail that you've led up to where it was two nights ago. Fantastic show. Bryan is just such a great guy.
Dave, you went to the concert?
Yeah, we were there. Thank you very much to our good friends at Steel Toad who invited me down, and it was great. They got a great little luxury box and hung in there, and it was great.
You were in a box?
In a box.
You can't rock and roll in a box.
They were doing a pretty good job. You don't have to worry about buying beer. the thing was, that was as relaxed as I've ever seen Bryan Adams on the stage. He was talking to the crowd and stuff that you just normally
if
do.
Ever that would be his crowd.
Yeah, and of course there are a couple of things too. First and foremost, about a 50-50 split men and women, which is always great.
Nice,
because the ballads and all the other sort of stuff. And you'll never see more white people over the age of 40 in one room in your whole life. But it was a great night, and you know what it was? It was just a fun rock and roll show.
You know, there was a time in his career where he had, on paper anyway, a tipping point, a fulcrum, as it were. Yeah. He was, because what was really selling was making him famous around the world were his ballads.
Yeah, the ballads.
But at heart, he's a rocker.
Yeah.
So he had to sort of appease both audiences. I said, no, I'm a rocker, but man, the ballads are selling.
Killing. From Robin Hood, Everything right. I Do For
All
You.
That's everything. And so he could have gone down that road and never rocked again, but at heart, he's a rocker. You know, what does he spend on T-shirts over the course of his life? $3-$4?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, what it shows, he's just an excellent writer.
He thinks I'm a dweeb, and it's mutual, so.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we all do, too, so.
The other thing, too, that they did is there was some nice production to that show. Probably the best production I've ever seen out of Bryan
Adams. I should hope so.
No, but they really did do it right. They've spent some serious time putting it. It was like I said,
he's been doing it all his life. You know, and welcome back, Bryan. Way to go, man. Way to go. And they've re-released Reckless, and he's doing the Reckless tour.
Yeah.
And then he won't do those tunes for a while.
Let's get to the Oscar nominations.
What?
Okay, yes.
Sure.
Well, I mean, come on. We got 7 minutes left.
Oh, I
we
see.
Just spent four on Bryan.
It was well worth it, too.
Yes,
all right,
absolutely.
So, boys, the Oscar nominations are out. We'll talk about the snubs in just a sec, Dave. But,
yep.
I mean, let's just start with actor. I think Michael Keaton is going to walk away with this. If anybody's going to steal it, it's going to be one of the Brits. It's either the Cumberbatch or Eddie Redmayne. That's it in a nutshell. And I think Michael Keaton has always been the guy to beat. Yeah. Actress, the only one really in the running is Julianne Moore. Anything else would be
a complete
surprise. Yeah. Supporting actor is Edward Norton and J.K. Simmons, because they're both, they're great actors, but they're the louder of the roles. They're more in your face, especially Norton. He's fantastic. And Simmons, ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Best supporting actress would be Patricia Arquette, won the Vancouver Film Critics Awards. I think she's going to take it. And best directing would be Iñárritu from Birdman or Richard Linklater from Boyhood, one of the two. And for film, it's Boyhood and Birdman going head-to-head, nose-to-nose. The surprising thing is that Selma didn't get in there. I'm just absolutely astonished, and which leads us to the snubs.
Two nominations for Selma, obviously for Best Picture, and then some other obscure nomination, blah blah blah. But here's the
song,
or whatever. But I mean, the thing is that in terms of the actual performances, and talk to me about the race card, because that's what they're playing right now in L.A. It's the race card. Every actor and actress that are nominated for an Oscar this year are white. How's that possible?
It just happens, Dave.
I think that's just a fluke.
The movie,
Selma's got two nominations for Best Movie,
doesn't happen.
There weren't a lot of choices. Truly, you still have to have a film.
But you can understand
with some chops to
you
it.
You can understand, okay?
I think they're just looking for a story.
I think
Dave.
Just played the race card, didn't you, Dave?
Yeah, I think that's what you're doing.
At the Adams concert, saying that they're all white.
Yeah, exactly.
See, you see what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Snubs: Jennifer Aniston for Cake. She should have been there. Amy Adams, Big Eyes. She won the Golden Globe, and now she's not even nominated for
an
Oscar.
Weird.
Jake Gyllenhaal for Nightcrawler. Thank you. David Oyelowo for Selma. Why did he not get a nomination? And Ralph Fiennes for a Grand Budapest Hotel, which had 9 nominations.
One of my favorite films this year.
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
Why is he not there?
Delightful.
That's
delightful.
A total oversight. Picture.
Yeah.
There's no Gone Girl. There's no Foxcatcher. There's no Interstellar. There's no Unbroken. Wow. So there you have it in a nutshell. And there's no Clint under direction. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Well, the movie's in there. All and right. I love what you said. It put blood back in his veins. I don't know what you were on yesterday. I don't know how many glasses of wine.
Thank
but
you.
Your writing yesterday was phenomenal.
I was stealing it.
Were you?
Well, Dave knows. Listen, when's the last, I was just going to ask you, because Paddington is one of the movies coming out this weekend. When's the last time you slept with a bear?
Paddington Bear.
Come on, man.
No, I mean,
35 years.
Those are stories I told my kids. You actually slept with a Paddington Bear?
Maybe.
Why?
Well, because it was there.
This explains a lot.
80s,
to me.
80s,
your little blanket.
I like to fondle his. I like to fondle his buttons.
Little blankie.
35. Here's the deal. 35 million of these books have been sold. That's why this franchise has legs. And basically, what you want to do if you're an adult, I'm speaking to the adults in the audience, take your favorite child or all of your children. Leave your cynicism behind and enjoy this movie because it's very cool. It's very cool. American Sniper, which is a true story, directed by Clint Eastwood. It's the best thing he's done since Unforgiven. It's about a Navy SEAL superstar, Chris Kyle, who's from Texas, who grew up shooting guns and was really good at it, so much so that through four tours of duty in Iraq, he became known as the legend because he had everybody's back. He was on the rooftop.
Sat, saw it, and said, was blown away.
Yeah,
absolutely
blown away.
I mean, the acting, like Bradley Cooper's acting, is maybe the best he's done. Yeah. Even better than, what was that, the movie he did with...
Hollywood?
No, with Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, I love that movie. Yeah, the where he was bipolar. And he was betting on all the games, which was called the something...
Hustle.
No.
What?
No.
Okay, never mind.
No.
I only
Somebody
have,
text us
I only
and help
have
30 us,
seconds
you?
Now. Thank
help,
you.
Help this old man out.
Thank you. No, because I'm focused in on this here. This is great work from Clint Eastwood, but he had a chance to tell... Really, the thing about it is not only just what he did in Iraq, it's how he handled or did not handle the pressure of coming home to real life, just taking out the garbage. And we've heard a lot about... those. And Steven Spielberg was supposed to direct this film. Young man?
Yes,
Spielberg was supposed to be the director, and when he passed, Eastwood jumped on board. They wanted to make a Western. I think they ended up making a thriller. It's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool movie called American Sniper. Black Hat, directed by Michael Mann. Now, Michael Mann we know from The Aviator, Ali, yep. The Insider, Heat, Last of the Mohicans. Amazingly bad reviews for this film.
Really?
And my favorite is Black Hat proves you can polish a turd.
Wow.
How's that?
I love that. Good for you.
Tasting Room Radio, Saturday, 10 a.m. on TSN 1410. The Wine Diva is going to give us her highlights of the 37th annual Vancouver Wine Festival, which starts February the 20th. But Dine Out Vancouver just started today, okay? So we're going to start this weekend with a tour of the East End. Bomber Brewing, Strange Fellows Brewing, Yale Town Distillery, and Odd Society, although Yale Town doesn't qualify, but... And we're gonna drink our way through those four rooms and other friends. And Dine Out kicks off 100,000 people, 300 restaurants, $18, $28, or $38 for three menus anywhere in town. But right now, as we speak, 40 chefs are assembled at Granville Island, at the entrance to Granville Island. And they're all putting in an ingredient to make one giant vat of soup. And they'll start to serve it for free this morning at about 8:30, 9 o'clock this morning. And they did it last year. It's fantastic. Do you want to know your wine of the week?
Yeah.
Okay, last week, I meant to bring this bottle of Desert Hills Gamay. It's $19. It's very, very different, Dave. Stay with
me. I'll take your word for it, okay?
All right, so this is Gamay, right? And Gamay is an underachiever in the world. It's not one of the stars, but this is a gorgeous wine made in Black Sage Road, South Okanagan. Ah. And this young man, give me that other cup over there, will you?
What are you doing? That's full of coffee. I can't even taste this one.
I'll give you mine.
All right.
This is Sockelblosser.
Sockelblosser.
Sockelblosser. It's a Pinot from the Dundee Hills in Oregon. And it is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, any Pinot from Oregon,
well,
I will drink.
But they're all different because, I mean, they're all... And Sockelblosser is one of the original vineyards, okay? I'm just saying, I brought it for you. That's $40. But the Desert Hills Gamay is $19.95.
That is very surprising right there.
See what I'm saying?
That's got balls right there. That's got balls. We got to go.
The Temptations released this record in 1965.
Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah, oh, good, man.
Remember that?
There you go.
That was the movie.
We only talked about it for two years. Sorry about that. Have you got that record? Turn it up, man. This is beautiful. Do you know the dance moves here? Dave, do you want to dance to this?
Not with you.
Come on, do the moves. Come on. Cross your legs over. Here you go. When it's
cold. Uh-oh, I think he just hurt himself. I think he just pulled his sphincter.
Everybody knows this song. Here Sing this damn thing. Here you go. Ready?
I guess you say.
Come on.
What can make me feel this way, my girl?